What it means is you just didn't, you didn't know no better, that you didn't try to, never did try to learn nothing. I reckon you'd call it, you know, that she just never did try to learn nothing, be nothing. You say she had nothing because she never has tried to be nothing.
She's just...
Just no poor person. She never did try to, had nothing, and she don't know what nothing is.
Okay, tell me, can you use that word for me and describe what it means to you?
What it means is you're not nothing, you never have been nothing, and you don't want to be nothing.
That's calm.
Yeah.
What is that?
That means that you have never been nothing.
Okay, all right. Now that is what that's.
Well, it means
when
that
you say someone is.
Well, they just that way that they never have had nothing. They're born without nothing, and they never have had nothing, and they don't want nothing. They've been so long just lived like they had, they didn't want nothing.
And describing someone like that, you say they were.
Well, just poor trash. I call.
Com- what?
They're not worth nothing.
Common.
Common. Yeah. Common people not worth nothing.
I see.
Yeah.
So the word common, when you use that, you meant.
That they just common folks that didn't want nothing, didn't try to have nothing.
I see.
Yeah.
I see, okay. A child born of a mixed marriage, what?
Before it was married?
Yeah.
What?
Well, a child born of a mixed marriage between black and white, what would you call
him? Oh, I call him half white and half black, colored race, you know.
Yeah.
Kichai's full of them right now.
The what?
Kichai's got a lot of them that way over Kichai now.
Really?
Middle town, huh? Yeah. Always has been bad for black people and white people there together.
What do they call people like that?
I don't know. I just call them half black and half white. That's all ever I've called them. I don't even have a name, but that's what I call them.
I see. Okay. All right. Now, I want to go over some parts of the body with you.
This is your skull.
Okay. Well, right up here, this is your, you push.
Your forehead.
You push your hand up here.
Well, that's your forehead.
Yeah, you call it forehead.
Forehead or forehead.
That's it. You call it your forehead.
Yeah, forehead or whole head.
That's it. And then you got your.
This is your hair, and this is your skull up there on the top.
Man might have
a beard.
That's it. And which ear is this? This is my.
My ear, right ear.
Okay, and this is my
left ear.
Okay. Now, if somebody was mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth, a dip of snuff, or dip of chewing tobacco, whatever you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody got a chicken bone stuck in their
your throat, your gills, or your goozle.
Goozle? What's your goozle?
Right here, right on here, they always say, look at your goozle. You know, you get choked on your goozle.
Is that your, what is that?
That's a, well, I call it, a, you know, that's a, not a goozle, of course, it's a,
windpipe?
Windpipe down there, you know.
Okay. Now, you have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay, you might say, I need to pull a...
Pull a tooth.
Okay. The flesh around the teeth is the...
Your gums.
Okay. Now, this is the...
Palm of the hand.
The what?
The pan of your hand.
Okay. And you got mad, double up your...
Your fist.
You make two...
That's your... You make you, that's your two fists when you double them up.
Okay, you might make one.
Yeah.
One
fist.
Okay. Now the upper part of a man's body is his.
In his chest.
Okay, you might say he's got broad.
Broad shoulders.
Okay. They measure the height of a horse in. In. Haven't you ever seen a measurement?
Yeah, hand. So many hand high.
I see. Now the pain might run when you broke your hip. You know, I say the pain ran all the way up through
your ankle and your leg, and your muscle calf of your leg.
I see. From if you got one, let's see, you got two
ankles,
two
feet,
one
toe,
one foot.
Okay.
If you stumble in the dark, you might bruise your
shin.